Good morning. The latest is Iran claims the missile attack shooting down of the Ukrainian airliner PS752 departing Tehran, killing all 176 on board, was human error. 57 Canadian Iranians, 15 from BC, perished. Doctors, university professors, students. With this, interest in the Persian community here and its contributions to our society has spiked. There is a very timely documentary entitled My Dream Goes All the Way to Iran. It captures very personal yet very universal stories of six Iranian Canadians and their journeys to this country. My Dream Goes All the Way to Iran has beautiful archival footage, art, music, poetry, and explains what propelled these six people to come here, and the skills and the talents they brought, and what they left behind. The producer and director is Nagar Moshtahedi. Joining us now is the producer and director of My Dream Goes All the Way to Iran, Nagar. Nagar, welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me, John.
It's a real pleasure. Tell us a little bit about this documentary, why you did it, who it's for, where people can see it.
Oh, definitely. First of all, John, I just wanted to start off by saying that our hearts are collectively broken over that awful plane crash.
No kidding.
It's a national tragedy, and my deepest condolences to all those impacted by this plane crash. And as Canadians, we are all mourning. A Canadian is a Canadian is a Canadian. And this documentary is definitely timely because it speaks to that. So this is a documentary which I worked on with my amazing partner on the project, Eric Sanderson from Sanderson Films. And it tells the very intimate, very emotional, very personal stories of six Iranian Canadians and their journeys from Iran to Canada. You know, why did they come here? What did they leave behind? What was it like to settle in Canada? What are some of the challenges that they face? And ultimately, what does it mean to be both Iranian and Canadian? And I did this because, number one, I want people to connect. I want people to connect from all walks of life. We've certainly been seeing somewhat of an uprising of a lot of anti-immigrant sentiment.
Indeed.
And I'm not saying they're in the majority, but they definitely are a loud minority. Mm-hmm. And I feel that it's important now more than ever to tell these people's stories, to know what they're about. And when you learn about people, when you hear their stories, when you feel the emotions that they're feeling, there's no better way to connect with people and learn about them. And also, ultimately, I really wanted to preserve their memories. I don't believe, as far as I know, that this has ever been done for the Iranian-Canadian community.
Yes. It's wonderful, and it's so touching on so many different levels because, as you explain in the documentary, there were two big waves of immigration to Canada from Iran, and it also, you get it on another level where you see the desire of people to maintain their connection and to maintain their culture and to maintain their language and to maintain their faith in the hope for Iran, but yet their willingness and their desire to be great Canadians and to succeed here in Canada. And I think one of your subjects sort of explains that sort of angst, I guess, as it were. But let's listen to him.
He goes out and he sees a drunkard, and then he asks that drunk man, who are you? And he starts telling him who he is, and then he says, half of me is from this part, and half of me is from the other part. Half of me from water, half of me from the earth. And that's exactly what happened to us. I'm half Iranian, half, for lack of better term, Canadian. از خانه برون رفتم مستیم به پیش آمد. در هر نظرش مزمر صد گلشن و کاشانه. گفتم ز کجایی تو؟ تسخر زد و گفت ای جان نیمیم ز ترکستان نیمیم ز فرغانه نیمیم ز آب و گل نیمیم ز جان و دل نیمیم لب دریا نیمی همه دردانه. It's half of me near the water, half of me is like left out there.
John, I love this clip. This is by Ramin Mahjouri, and he came to Canada with $20 in his pocket. He faced a lot of challenges, but eventually he was able to go into, actually, as a journalist in Canadian media. Mm-hmm. And then he started, he moved over into Iranian media and actually started the first Iranian-Canadian newspaper. And that spiraled into then the first Farsi-speaking TV program and radio station. Now, what I love about this clip is the fact that there's Persian poetry by Rumi.
Yes.
And poetry is central to Iranian culture. We use it to express ourselves. And we also, you learn a lot of life lessons by reading the poems of Rumi or Omar Khayyam and Hafez. And I, another thing I love about this clip is I believe that all people of different backgrounds can really relate to this clip. Because when you leave your homeland, no matter if it's Iran or anywhere else in the world, a part of you is always going to be there. Mm-hmm. And how can it not be? You were born there. You grew up over there. You have memories there. You have roots. And then you come to a new country, and in this case being Canada, and there's a whole new foundation, and you lay new roots, and you create new memories. And it's just as significant as your past. It's kind of like when you uproot a tree. When you uproot a tree, the roots, part of it breaks, of course.
Yes.
And you are able to replant that tree. But actually, a lot of trees suffer from something called transplant shock.
Mm.
But with a lot of love and with a lot of nourishment, you are able to grow into new heights.
They flourish.
They flourish.
Indeed. So he's reading a piece of poetry from one of the most famous Iranian Persian poets. That's the context of this.
Exactly.
But it tells the story that he has experienced here in Canada.
Exactly. And not just him, but I think people who come from all over the world, it speaks to the greater issue of immigrants and refugees from all around.
Now, he's in the second wave, right? He's in the second wave of immigration to Canada. So why did he come to Canada?
He basically felt like he didn't have a choice anymore. He said, either I'm going to have to go fight in the war. At that time, it was the Iran-Iraq war. A lot of the universities and schools were shut down, and he had a really good life there in respect that he had a beautiful home, he had his family, he had his friends.
Car.
Exactly. He had a beautiful life, you know, and he felt that he had to leave it for a better future.
So his choices were war, jail, or leave?
Pretty much, and he chose the latter.
So he's here, and he's been very, very successful.
He's been extremely successful, and now he's actually retired and is working as an artist.
Amazing, amazing. So, Nagar, you have another person, a woman, who came in the first wave, and she had actually been in prison. She had tried to leave Iran and been arrested at the airport and thrown into prison. Let's hear a little bit of what she had to say.
After my son was born, they called me one day. I was crying and talking to him and say, my baby, they're going to take you, but I'm going to find you. I find you one day. Then I heard someone is coughing. That coughing was very familiar. It was my husband. He noticed my voice and he coughed because he wanted to tell me he's there. So they took my son and they said, his father is here. He wants to see him. Oh my God.
So this, John, is a beautiful moment in an unexpected place. So just to give you a little background information without giving too much away of the documentary, because of course I want people to see it, but this is Mahbubeh Maya Moshtahed. And this was just after the revolution. She was trying to leave Iran with her husband, decided that they wanted to start a new life somewhere else given the turmoil that was happening at the country at that time. She was 7 months pregnant.
Wow.
Her husband was a journalist. Mm. She says she helped him a lot. And they thought they were fine to leave Iran with their regular passports. But as soon as they opened up their passports, saw their names, that was it. They were both sent, husband and wife. And keep in mind, she's 7 months pregnant, to Evin prison, which is Iran's most notorious prison.
Wow.
And there's this moment. Keep in mind, she gives birth while she's in prison. And one day the guards come up to her and suddenly she's blindfolded. So she doesn't know what's going on. She can't see what's happening. Keep that in mind. And they take her child from her. And she's thinking at this point, oh, my God, they're going to take my baby away from me. That's it. I'm never going to see him again. But I'm going to spend my whole life trying to find my son. Then they take her into a room. And, of course, she still can't see because she's blindfolded. And she hears the sound of somebody's coughing. And it's a very familiar sound. And that was her husband's way of telling her, Mahbube, I'm here in the room. I'm here to see our baby, Yasher. And ultimately, she learned from the guards after that, indeed, that was him. So that was a really beautiful moment and connection in, again, the most unexpected place. And the reason why I love having her in my documentary is because she shows you that no matter what you've been through, you can overcome anything, all of these challenges, and grow to become a successful Iranian-Canadian, as she has in contributing to the society here. Her son makes her proud every day. He's in Ontario right now, and in fact, she has been nominated for the Vancouver Fringe Festival, so she's a very successful artist.
Just one moment. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. More with Nagar Mojtahedi and her very timely documentary, My Dream Goes All the Way to Iran, when Daily Back on the Beat returns right here on 980 CKNW. Sadly, it could not be more timely with the tragedy of the Ukrainian air crash killing 57 Iranian Canadians, 15 from right here in British Columbia. The award-winning documentary is entitled My Dream Goes All the Way to Iran. And the producer and director is Nagar Mojtahedi. So we're back. Nagar, that is such a touching story, Maya's story. I know you don't want to give it all away. So let's just say that there are four other personal tales in your documentary. How can people access your documentary? How are people going to be able to see it? You've won awards.
Thank you. So it has screened in many cities across the world and kind of work in progress. I'm trying to find ways for us to be able to screen it here in Vancouver. So nothing set in stone right now, but I definitely will be updating my social media page. And just stay tuned for that at Nagar Mojtahedi for updates on that.
Okay. So that's a great way for people to stay in touch and find out when this is going to be screened and where it's going to be screened. The reaction now, I mean, given the context of what's happened and how people are just, so many people have said to me, you know, after this tragedy with this plane and the horror and how many Canadians and Iranian Canadians have lost their lives and the impact on the families, so many people have said to me, wow, so many professors, engineers, teachers, doctors, you know, physiotherapists, it's just amazing how some good is coming from this horrible, horrible situation in terms of awareness, in terms of an appreciation and an understanding of the Iranian or Persian community here in Canada.
I completely agree. I mean, one of the reasons why I did the documentary is that when it comes to the Iranian diaspora, no matter where in the world, there are a lot of misconceptions. Mm-hmm. And they are often misrepresented out there, and there are a lot of stereotypes. So I did this because I was hoping that by learning from this and watching this documentary and hearing about their experiences and who they are as people, that you can really break down stereotypes and help bring people closer together. And that brings me back to the story of Maya again. When she claimed refugee status in Canada with her son, she was shaking. She was at the lineup. She was about to meet the immigration officer. And of course, she had to rip apart her Iranian passport because she wanted to claim refugee status.
And she tells that story beautifully.
Oh, she really does. And the immigration officer obviously gave her a very hard time, questioned her for hours. And by the end of it, the immigration officer was in tears. And that's when Maya realized how lucky she is to be in Canada and what an incredible and unique country we live in. Because that, she said, that immigration officer, despite never experiencing what she went through, and most people will never experience the trauma and the pain mm-hmm. that Maya went through and the suffering, but she was able to connect with her. So not just to sympathize with what Maya went through and her son, but to able to just connect with her on that personal level. And that's when the immigration officer was in tears, hugged her, and said, "Welcome to Canada. We are so lucky to have you."
So the documentary is My Dream Goes All the Way to Iran. And we can find out when and where it's going to be seen by going to...
at Negar Moshtahedi. That's N-E-G-A-R. Last name Moshtahedi, M-O-J-T-A-H-E-D-I.
Okay. Let's stay on top of that. Thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate it. And congratulations. The documentary is truly brilliant. I love it.
Thank you so much for having me, John. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hopefully Global TV or another major network will air it soon.